Seeds have different needs. Many vegetables have different growing rates and requirements. Seeds that grow quickly, or do not need long to grow before harvesting, should not be started indoors. Another consideration is that some seedlings are more fragile than others and have a lower chance of surviving transplant into the garden, or don't harden off properly. Seeds you should consider planting directly in your spring beds include peas, radish, arugula, spinach, cucamelons. Great options. The best choice for plants to start indoors are those that require a longer growing season. Depending on where you are in Canada, you may have a shorter or longer growing season. Many areas of British Columbia experience a longer growing season, which means they may not need to start seeds indoors, whereas other regions like Alberta experience a shorter season. Plants that take longer to grow include peppers, tomatoes, corn, and squash. The basic seeding pods are great tools for starting your seeds indoors, as you can plant the pod directly into the ground when it is time. The drawback of these are that you must remove the mesh netting around the pods that have root vegetables, otherwise it may constrict growth. Examples of this would include carrots, beets, and potatoes. You also need to ensure you don't put too many seed in one pod. If you overcrowd them, you will need to separate them before transplanting, and this can damage the delicate seedlings. Once your seeds are in their pods, label the pods so you can water them according to the instructions on the seed pack. Keep them in a warm, sunny place to ensure the best growth. You can step this up by setting up a compact greenhouse inside your home. These are available online, in garden centers, or can be deed using clear plastic storage bins. Timing: don't start your seeds too early or your seedlings will outgrow their space and supports before you can get them in the garden. Starting most seeds in April will allow you to get them in the garden by June, which is generally when the soil has thawed, and the temperatures stay above freezing at night. Again, some seeds may need to be started sooner than April, so check your seed packs for specifics. Container gardens get the best of both worlds by growing your veggies in pots that you can bring in and out of your house. Container gardening lets you start seeds inside, move them outside as soon as the days grow warm enough, and bring them inside for protection if there is a frost risk or high winds forecasted. Here are some veggies that do great in containers. Whatever you choose for your garden, starting seeds indoors is a great way to improve the variety of your garden yield. With just a few extra items, you will be on your way to a healthy harvest. This story was made possible by our Community Partners Program. Thank you, Didsbury Dental, for helping to expand local news coverage in Alberta. Learn more.